Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mostly stronger today, led higher by the soybeans, which traded higher for the most part after the initial sell-off early this morning. We closed about 20 cents off the lows in the front end of them, up 11 and a quarter in March at 13.97 and three quarters. Now, they didn't make new contract highs today. They traded to a new high of $14 even. Now, that's the highest level we've ever seen in the March contract. Going back to the last time we were here, which was August of 2012, they traded 13.99 and three quarters. Now, new crop soybeans, November 14 soybeans, keep getting stronger here, 11.68, up 7 and three quarters. Corn futures, a little bit stronger here today, up 3 to 4. In my opinion, we were mostly following what was going on in the bean pit. And then wheat futures, a little bit stronger as well, as we've got the new polar vortex and this week, possibility of Kansas and northern Oklahoma getting additional cold weather and just another round of freezing temps threatening the crop. That could be harmful. Now, we also have a big bit of short covering here. And then we've seen additional fund liquidation here. They were down 25 million bushels yesterday to 140 million bushels short on wheat. So they're just short covering, and that's driving it up.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We don't have a lot of information out of the government being a Tuesday, so we don't have a lot of news. But these hedge funds covering the short position in the wheat's kind of a big deal. Pretty neutral here in the corn at 270 million bushels long. And then they keep adding to that bean position, up another 50,000 bushels, just over a billion bushels. So that's still bullish. And then we've got some USDA announcements this morning to an unknown destination. We sold 568,000 metric tons of beans for the 13-14 crop year. So that it provided a little bit of support here for the beans. And then the export yesterday, neutral, but we're still above where we were last year in everything but the wheat. We're about 20 million bushels or so above bean exports compared to last year, and about 20 million bushels above the corn export for the week. Compared to last year. Now wheat was lower. It was about 6 million bushels lower. And then we keep hearing reports out of the Southern Plains here. I just saw a deal where Texas wheat yesterday was 47% poor to very poor. We haven't had any rain. We have another cold front on the horizon. And so it doesn't look like, as of right now, that there's a lot of reasons why wheat should stop going up. But in the big picture, there's still a lot of wheat in the world.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were up $1.30 at $146.45. March feeders were up 87 cents at $171.07. And April lean hogs gained $1.32 and closed at $100.57. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 1.5 cents at 690 1/2. Chicago March wheat down 2 3/4 cents at 615 even. Chicago March corn up 4 1/4 on the day at 455 3/4. March soybeans up 12.5 cents at 1399 even. And March cotton was down 170 points at 86.22 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.